A racing pulse, loss of appetite, unhealthy pallor, and feelings of dejection. Do they sound familiar? They're all telltale symptoms of so-called love sickness. In the past, this was actually considered a sickness. The treatise on love sickness by Jacques Ferrandis of 1610 went so far as to suggest cures, such as warm air for men and cold air for women. Women were also told to avoid wearing clothes lined with ermine or velvet. In 1678, Stradella's opera La Forza dell'Amor Paterno dealt with a story of love sickness taken from ancient Greece. The young princess Stratonica is betrothed to the aged king Seleuco. However, Stratonica and the king's son Antioco are in love. What follows are a series of ailments caused by love sickness that threaten to kill young Antioco. In an act of paternal love, dell'amor paterno, the king breaks off his engagement and the two can marry. This situation would not have been unfamiliar to the Italian aristocracy attending the performances. Betrothals were so often for political or dynastic reasons rather than love. And not surprisingly, this opera was a hit, running for 15 performances. The aria Così amor mi fe languir from La Forza dell'amor paterno is a musical study of love sickness. It's in a minor key, and the music expresses languishing through suspensions and sighing motifs in the voice. It is sung here on a recording made just 2 months ago by Bettina Simon, a Nuovo Barocco. Stradella's Cossi Amor Mi Fe Languir was sung by Bettina Simon on Nuovo Barocco. FMR.